Runners and cyclists have seen their favorite road races canceled this year, but some are going virtual, as Tom Michael reports.
One by one, well-known Idaho road races were postponed or canceled. The race to Robie Creek, the famous potato, the Sawtooth Relays. The state's largest running event is St. Luke's Fit One. Thousands of runners line up in front of the Capitol each fall. But that's not possible this year.
We first started talking about this in March. You know, pretty quickly on, we realized it was going to be virtual.
That's Executive Director Eric Stride, who says racers will use a GPS app to track themselves on a prescribed course or one of their own.
You log in and run your course anywhere, which is, you know, the course you select out your front door.
But some athletic events were ahead of the curve, like the Boise Trails Challenge, now in its third year. It's always been virtual and open to mountain bikers and runners, says co-founder Kirk Cheney.
It's an event where you have a month to try to complete most of the trails in the Boise area. So it turns out to be, I think, about 250 miles that most people do and about 40,000 feet of climbing.
Registrations doubled this year, with around 1,200 paying the $45 fee, even though only about one-third will finish the challenge.
But even though it's virtual, it unifies people a lot. People meet friends through this thing because they're out on the trails a lot more than usual and they see other people doing it.
The Boise Trails Challenge wraps up this afternoon and St. Luke's Fit One kicks off in late September. Tom Michael, Boise State Public Radio News.